why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We are humbly speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the awaited savior of humanity, the final imam from amongst the 12 divinely appointed imams. In this conversation, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he talks about a lot of different theological aspects and really speaks about the fundamental belief system of the Twelver Shias. And he speaks about these theological manners and the belief system with an esteemed companion by the name of Ahmad ibn Ishaq Ash'ari Qummi. So in this conversation, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he speaks about the isma and the infallibility or the immaculateness of the divinely appointed imams and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon them all. And of course, this is also something that we find is very important because a part of the Shia belief is that the 12 divinely appointed imams, along with the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, as well as the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, which of course includes Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, peace and blessings upon her, they were all immaculate. They were free from sin. They were free from defects. They were pure. And so along these lines, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he says to Ahmad ibn Ishaq that the Almighty Allah made them, meaning the prophets and his vice-regents, his imams after him, free of all sins and all defects. and made them pure from impurity. Allah the Almighty made them pure. And that also the Almighty Allah made these the custodians of Allah's knowledge and wisdom, and the center of His secrets and confidential matters, and supported the Holy Prophet and the divinely appointed Imams with proofs and arguments. And if Allah had not done so, all the people would have been the same from all aspects, whether truth or falsehood, knowledgeable or ignorant, one would not be able to distinguish them. So here, short few statements, but very profound when it comes to the theological aspect and when it comes to the belief system of the Shias. Again, the fact that the Prophet and the divinely appointed Imams, they are free from sins, they are free from defects. They are also the custodians of the knowledge and the wisdom of the Almighty Allah. They are also the center of Allah's secrets, and that Allah supports them with proofs and hujjah and arguments. And of course, it is these that are the people that help to distinguish between truth and falsehood, and they help to distinguish between the wise and the knowledgeable and the ignorant. It is interesting, but this is why they are called or are said to be the mizan, the balance. They are the ones that Allah has appointed to help us to learn between truth and falsehood and to teach us divine wisdom. This is Dialogue. Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Now, if we do want the Imam to return, what should we do? How does God introduce Islam in the Quran? How does God introduce it? Whatever that is, let's embrace that. The first step to becoming Ashura'i is I have to think like the companions of Imam Hussein. I have to embrace that aqidah. That means we would collectively, as a community, read a Quranic masterpiece. We're reading as a community a book called Reclaiming the Narrative. This Quranic masterpiece, brothers and sisters, is a reintroduction to the most fundamental beliefs in our Quranic aqidah. What is iman? What is tawheed? Tawheed, when we say Allah is one, does it mean that Allah is one and not two? Is that how the Quran introduces it? When we talk about nubuwa, what is that? And finally, we got to wilaya. What is wilaya? From the Quranic point of view, our plan, our niya in doing this, was to become Ashura'i, to leave behind those old beliefs and to embrace Islam as is. Reading this book, brothers and sisters, also gave us some tools. We, if we read this book, and I encourage brothers and sisters not to suffice with what's shared here on the minbar, but to read the book themselves, to look at the ayat themselves. If we, as a community, do this, we embrace the Quran, we're going to develop tools. We'll be able to distinguish between true Islam and the Islam that puts people to sleep. The Islam that creates mujahideen, like we see right now resisting in Palestine and the axis of resistance. And the Islam that says right now you can have a land corridor because our Yemeni brothers are blocking the sea. I'm a Muslim and I have a land corridor that right now is making sure Israel gets fresh fruits. What kind of Islam is that?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.